just don't realize that pineapple had taste unless you eat it fresh. And
the coconuts
grew over there. Of course, we brought a couple back with us, but just to say that they were from Honolulu, I brought a case of pineapple back. But the coconut trees is real funny. They're tall, just like these longleaf pines, and there's no limbs out low. And they go way up high, and the coconuts grow on them. And right under the limbs, they've got a band about that wide of aluminum that goes clear around that tree. And it puzzled me, and I asked them, I said, I'd like to know why they got them bands around them coconut trees. Well, that's a simple answer. Said it's to keep the rats from going up and eating the coconuts. And he can't get past that band, you say, when he gets there. Well, he's slick, you say. But they said that they had quite a lot of rats, and they'd eat the pineapple and eat the coconut. So they ordered the mongoose, you know, got him in there to kill the rats. And they said the mongoose liked the pineapple better than the rats, so they had to get rid of both of them. And there's no snakes on the island. I think there have been maybe one found there, but if they did, it was somebody brought in there because there's no snakes on the island. No mosquitoes, no flies that I saw. It's just perfect, I think.
So you've been to Georgia, you've been to Hawaii?
Yeah. I've been to Virginia. I went up to Virginia. I fished in the James River. And Chesapeake Bay runs into it, and you just pick up whatever you can. Flounder. Well, that's all we caught, just some flounder and some crabs. And we went to Williamsburg. That's one of the oldest towns, you know, in the United States. And South Carolina, came back through there, North Carolina, through the mountains. And I've been to, as I told you, St. Louis. Now, I've never been any... Yeah, I went to Omaha, Nebraska one time. Went on a visit. Went in February. But I didn't hit any snow until we got ready to come back. But the snow was so fine in Omaha when you started the car and moved, it just blowed away. It was so fine.
Went to Nashville too.
We go to Nashville. I've been there twice, to Opryland, USA. And for the Grand Ole Opry, I don't care nothing about that. I had to go with them, but I got up and went out in the back. I couldn't stand the noise. I don't like that kind of music.
Nashville, now this is the big city.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Right? Nashville, Tennessee.
It's where the Grand Ole Opry is, you know. You've heard of that, I guess, all your life. And you may like that kind of music. He does, and my son is crazy about it, but I just don't care for country music. I like good music now.
Well, she don't like it, but me and my son do.
I don't like it at all.
She ought to run us out of that thought and get up and leave,
but
we stay with
it. But I don't care for that. But it's pretty, I'm putting you to say it's something else. It's real pretty.
The big park? Or?
It's something like Six Flags over Georgia. Six Flags over Texas.
Yeah, you have to get
it. Yeah, one out about 28-30 miles out of St. Louis, west of St. Louis, that's Six Flags over Mid-America. I've been to that too.
You haven't given, you've been all over Texas too.
Yeah, I've been all over Texas.
State of Texas.
Where's some places?
Well, I went to,
Dallas?
No, wait a minute. No, wait just a minute. I went through Dallas, but I went to, out in West Texas, I can't think of that name of that place. Where was Mildred out there?
Yeah,
I saw that type
of
thing. Way out in West Texas. Just the other side of Midland, Texas. That's where the naval base is, at Midland. And Texas is just like Oklahoma to me. It's just, they give it back to the Indians, as far as I'm concerned.
Big state, though.
Because I started this place, Odessa. Odessa, Texas. It's in...